Well, it's a big game of who's who, for lack of better terms, for the Kannapolis Cannonballers tonight, as the new-look Ballers from the Chicago White Sox organization will play host in a six-game set against the Carolina Mudcats out of the Milwaukee Brewers organization. We open it up with a 7 o'clock first pitch scheduled tonight here on a wonderful Tuesday evening at Atrium Health Ballpark in Kannapolis, North Carolina. Hi, good friends. Welcome to today's broadcast here on MILB.TV, the free audio stream, kcballers.com, and the MILB first pitch app. I'm your host, Dan Helody, as always, bringing you all the action live from Kannapolis. Jonah Scolaro, lefty on the bump, will get the start today. 0-1 with a 3.65 ERA. 5'10", 190-pound lefty from Brandon, Florida, calling him Valrico, Florida home. Will deliver the first pitch right on time at 7 o'clock. It is a called first strike. 0-1 count on the leadoff batter, Hendry Mendez. 7 o'clock exactly on the dot. First pitch, 84 degrees. A beautiful night for baseball here in North Carolina. 0-1 is a fastball, just a bit off the plate to Hendry. Down as a E5, allowing Eric Brown Jr. to reach base safely. So Jason Gonzalez, in his return to Kansas City, already has produced an error in this top half of the first inning. Mudcats have their first base runner. It is now one on and two down for Jesus Chirinos. 7-8-9 in the order for Carolina. Hedbert Perez, DH, will bat 7th. Batting 8th is Yonder Arenamo, 3rd baseman Yonder Arenamo for the Carolina Mudcats. And Jose Cibrian, catcher, will bat 9th. Pitch on the way from Scolaro to Chirino. Sits in there on a fastball. 0-1 is your count on the Mudcats' first baseman, Jesus Chirinos. International free agent signing in 2017 by the Milwaukee Brewers. Scolaro already with a base runner to deal with as the 0-1 is on the way. Fastball up and away to Chirinos. Count moves even, 1-1. Out on the base paths, Brown Jr. 6 stolen bases on 8 attempts. He does have some speed in him, as those 6 stolen bases coming in just 2 weeks of action, 12 games. Scolaro will take a quick check on the runner at first, and Eric Brown Jr. not in time. 1-1 remains the count on Jesus Chirinos. Defensive setup today for the new-look Kannapolis Cannonballers. It's a familiar outfield. It'll be a Benjamin Bailey, Jacob Burke, and Logan Glass. The infield, though, almost completely different. The Scolaro's 1-1 on the way to the plate is a cut on a miss on a breaking ball. Count moves now 1-2. Jason Gonzalez, he was here for 15 games last year. He is at third base in his Ballers' return. Jordan Sprinkle is your shortstop. Wilbur Sanchez at second. Tim Elko, former Ole Miss Rebel, is at first. And behind the plate is Troy Clonch for the lefty, Jonah Scolaro. Pitches up and away to Chirinos. 2-2 is your count on the Mudcats' first baseman. Mudcats skippered by Victor Estevez. Pitching coach Drew Thomas. Hitting coach is Ken Joyce. Again, out of the Milwaukee Brewers organization, they are second place right now in the Carolina League North Division at 27-21 in the second half. They do trail the Fredericksburg Nationals by 2.5 games. Again, just 18 games remaining across the league in the 2022 Carolina League regular season. 2-2. Before that, a quick check on the runner at first by Scolaro is not in time. Awaiting the 2-2 to the plate for Jesus Chirinos. Chase Avina, center fielder, awaiting on deck. 2-2 count. Top first, we remain scoreless. Scolaro a strike away from getting out of a base runner situation. 2-2 hardliner, foul down the third baseline. Keep the count at 2-2. We'll do it again. Scolaro offering a breaking ball inside. Chirinos pulling it. However, could not keep it fair enough. Lands over the Mudcats bullpen down that left field line. 2-2 count on Jesus Chirinos, 11 homers on the year, 44 RBI. He's had an impressive year in a year that has seen a lot of movement for the Mudcats. 2-2 count, Scolaro's offering. This one is lifted in the air into left field. Benjamin Bailey backtracking a little bit on the warning track. Will make the grab for the third out of the top of the first inning. So Jesus Chirinos gives a fly out into left field, and that concludes top half of the first. The Mudcats get a base runner, but can't get anything going on offense. Bottom first after a short break on the Ballers Baseball Network. New look Ballers get a couple of new bats in the lineup. We'll see who they are when we return here in Kannapolis. Jordan Sprinkle will dig in and get the first pitch of the ball game in the bottom half of the first inning from the Roddy on the bump, Fernando O'Guin. 5'9", 155-pound Roddy, 21 years of age. As O'Guin's 0-1-2 Sprinkle is just a bit off the plate. 1-1 now your count, and the Ballers leadoff man, Jordan Sprinkle, Brooks Baldwin, and Troy Clonch awaiting on deck for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Bottom first, scoreless at Atrium Health Ballpark. 1-1 cut and a missed by Jordan Sprinkle. 1-2 count now on the Ballers leadoff batter. O'Guin on the bump is 2-2, the 4.94 ERA on the year. This is his 10th start on the season. 21-year-old from Tijuana, Baja, California, Mexico. 1-2, sharp grounded to short, making a backhand stop is Brown. Tough throw, tough play. It'll be a base hit for Jordan Sprinkle. A hard grounder deep into the hole at short, and Brown Jr. could not make a clean play on it. It is a single in the infield. Ballers get their first hit and their first base runner. That'll send it to Brooks Baldwin. One of four new faces in the lineup today for the Ballers. Of course, a whole bunch of roster moves being made today. DJ Gladney, Wilfred Veras, Andy Atwood, Colby Smelly, James Beard all being sent up. Brooks Baldwin digs in. He'll cut on the first pitch he sees and lift it in the air in a shallow left field, a pop-up. Eric Brown Jr. backtracks. He'll camp under it and make the grab. Four out at number one. It's a P6 just like that for Brooks Baldwin. One on, one down for Troy Clonch. Troy Clonch will dig in for his first at-bat against O'Guin. Tim Elko, first baseman for Ole Miss, awaits on deck. Benjamin Daly, left fielder, bats fifth. Batting sixth is Jacob Burke, the center fielder. Batting seventh is the third baseman, a former Vandy boy, Jason Gonzalez. Logan Glass, right fielder, bats eighth. And batting ninth will be Wilbur Sanchez, the second baseman. Quick check on the runner at first in Sprinkle. He is not in time, awaiting the first pitch to Clonch. Troy Clonch, 6'2", 210-pound, 23-year-old, born in Fairfield, California, is a Clonch. First pitch through the plate from O'Guin is inside. 1-0 is your count. Clonch, a product of Texas A&M, former Aggie in the SEC. A couple of Texas A&M boys being added to the roster today. Pitch is in there, called strike one. One count on a Clonch. Elko waiting on deck. Bottom first inning. Ballers in. A Mudcats doing business. Pitch on the way. Hard grounder. Foul. 1-2 your count. One, two count on a Troy Clonch. One out. Runner on first is Jordan Sprinkle. O'Guin on the bump against the Ballers. 2-2. On the season, he has made a couple appearances against Kannapolis this year. Pitch on the way is up and in. Check swing. Does he go? No, says our infield umpire tonight. And Nobuki Yasuta. Nobuki Yasuta. I'm going to definitely get it right at some point this week. It's Tuesday. We'll get there. We still have six-ish games to go. We're just under six games currently. Technically, we have 45 innings at least of baseball to play. We're sitting about 44.5 as a 2-2 hard liner into right field by Troy Clonch right at the right fielder Mendez. But back-to-back base knocks with a P6 in between. It's a little pop-out sandwich for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Two singles in the inning. That's now 2-1, one down for the power-hitting bat of Tim Elko. One of the more highly regarded 10th-round selections that we've heard of in a long time is Tim Elko, 6'4", 240-pound, 23-year-old from Ole Miss. He was actually the SEC Scholar Athlete of the Year was Tim Elko in 2021. Of course, made a name for himself in the College World Series. Did very well in that little stretch of action. Elko with a big chance here. 2-1-1 down against O'Guin. Coming set. Runner going is Sprinkle. Elko pops up the pitch and lifts it in the air down the first baseline and foul ground. That'll land in the seating bowl. Heads up down there. 0-1 count on the Ballers' new first baseman, rocket number 25. Of course, 25 used to be the property of DJ Gladney. Gladney being called up to the what is being called Project Birmingham. Whole flurry of top White Sox prospects all being sent to Double A with the Barons. It's part of a supplemental development camp later in the year. 3 weeks left in the season. 0-1 fastball inside corner from Old Green, now 0-2. Basically, the premise of the whole Project Birmingham thing is to get all of the top White Sox prospects in one location and then give them extra supplemental instruction so they have the offseason to get ready for next season. 0-2 is up and in on Elko. 1-2 is your count. It's a revolutionary thing. It's never been done. The White Sox completely trying to set a trend here in this 2022 season in the minor leagues. It's added a whole bunch of roster moves in low A ball here in Kannapolis and up in the Winston-Salem Dash. Myself and Andrew Murphy all being very active today with media relations work. Pitch clock violation on Olguin. 2-2 count on Tim Elko, as Olguin did not get the pitch off in a time. Home plate umpire and Corey Gerber issuing a pitch clock violation. 2-2 is inside to Elko. Count now a run full. Elko, of course, the former Ole Miss power bat. He's from Lutz, Florida. Hey, fun fact, Lutz, Florida is not only the hometown of Tim Elko, it's also the hometown of Dan Helody. Full count of the way. Pitch is in there. Ring him up. Got him looking. Called strike three on the inside corner. Fernando Olguin picks up his first punch out of the day. It is the second out at the bottom of the first. Tim Elko strikes out in his first at bat. Benjamin Bailey will dig in. Two on, two down. Olguin's a sneaky arm on the bump. We've seen him already a couple of times this year. He did pitch twice against the Ballers back in late May in a home stretch. Pitched a couple of times as well last time Carolina was here back in early July. Pitch lifted high and foul by Benjamin Bailey. Move it to an 0-1 count. So we took a look at exactly the numbers for Fernando Olguin against the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Olguin's been not too shabby. 0-1 with a 9 ERA, 3 starts, 5 total games, 16 innings, 21 strikeouts. The problem is he's allowed 22 hits and 19 runs. 0-1 is inside. Count will move even 1-1 on Benjamin Bailey. Last couple of days have been pretty hot for Benjamin Bailey. He's been one of the better bats at a home run the other day on Saturday in Columbia. Opposite field power as the 1-1 is low. 2-1 is your count on Benjamin Bailey. Bailey in his last five games batting at 211, but then you skirted out a little bit to his last 10. He's actually batting a little worse at 200. He does have two homers and seven RBIs, though, as the pitch is inside now, a favorable hitter's count at 3-1. The batting average hasn't really told the full tale of Benjamin Bailey. He's been reaching a whole lot more in the form of free passes. He's been more patient at the plate. Is it maybe a good patience will pay off here? 3-1 hard liner. Pass the second baseman. Moore into right field for a base knock. Routing third and at home is Jordan Sprinkle. Clutch will head to third and Benjamin Bailey puts the ballers on the board. It's a RBI single here in the bottom of the first inning. Good guys on top. 1-0 over the Carolina Mudcats. Clutch goes to third. Benjamin Bailey with a RBI single. Bailey does the job yet again with another run at crossing the plate. Jacob Burke will dig in now with runners on the corners and two down. For Bailey, it's his 32nd RBI on the season. He's been just absolutely maniacal at the plate as Benjamin Bailey has of late. Don't let the average tell the full tale. He's been patient. He's been driving in runs when needed. And the ballers get a crucial early run on this Carolina Mudcats offense. Pitch is inside. 1-0 your count on Jacob Burke. Center fielder is a sixth batter to the plate for the Ballers here in this half inning. Former Miami Hurricane Jacob Burke, 11th round pick in 2022. As he cuts on the pitch, lifts this one high and deep left center field. Going back is the center fielder, Avina. He looks up. That ball is out of here. Three-run shot, Jacob Burke. It's his first home run as a Kannapolis Cannonballer. And the Ballers have jumped out big here early on the Carolina Mudcats. It is now a 4-0 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Just like that, the ballers jump out ahead early, 395 feet off the bat of Jacob Burke, 103 mile an hour exit velocity, and the good guys are on top early on the Mudcats. Ball landed just in the corner of the left field berm out there. But it made it far enough, and Burke has his first pro home run. Jason Gonzalez will now dig in. Nobody on, two down to the 4-0 lead. Cuts on the pitch and misses for an 0-1 count. Canaveral's getting up on Fernando Holguin pretty quickly here in this ballgame. Carolina Mudcats sending Holguin to begin the series. Gonzalez cuts on the pitch, lifts an eye and foul. Count a move now 0-2. Jason Gonzalez back for more as a Canapolis Cannonballer. He spent about 15 games here last season. Former Vanderbilt star with the Commodores in the SEC. Pitch is off the plate. 1-2 now to Jason Gonzalez. Hometown is Covina, California. Product of Bishop Amat High School. As the 1-2 cut on the mist for strike three. That is the third out of the bottom of the first inning. Two punch outs in the inning for Holguin, but damage is done. Ballers jump out early. 4-0 on the Carolina Mudcats. Top second after a quick break on the Ballers Baseball Network. Canapolis up 4-0 on the Mudcats. Chase Avina will lead it off for the Milwaukee Brewers affiliate, the Carolina Mudcats. Top of the second inning at Atrium Health Ballpark. Ballers on tap early 4-0, giving Jonas Scalaro some run support as the pitch is inside on a breaking ball to Avina. 1-0 is your count. It'll be Avina, Castillo, and Perez due up for the Carolina Mudcats. Top second, ballers on top, 4-0. Scalaro's pitch is on the way. It's kind of missed on the 1-0. Moving out to a 1-1 count. Chase Avina, 6 foot, Roddy Bat, 19 years of age, a 14th round pick in 2021 of Spanish Springs High School in Nevada. As he pitches, a check swung onto the plate, and he goes around, says our infield umpire in Nobuoki Yasuta. 1-2, your count on the center fielder for the Mudcats. It's Chase Avina. Scolaro in his second inning of action did pick up a couple of strikeouts. As 1-2 is on the way, fastball up and away, 2-2. Corey Gerber behind the plate, calling balls and strikes for tonight's series opener. These two sides will do business for a grand total of 6 games this week. 2-2 on the way from Scolaro. Swung and missed at the plate. He struck him out. Jonas Scolaro picks up his third punch out of the day. Chase Avina down on strikes, the first out. Luis Castillo, left fielder, will now dig in. Luis Castillo is the left fielder for the Mudcats. He will dig in out of Higuain, Dominican Republic, international free agent signing in 2021 by the Milwaukee Brewers. Very aggressive batting stance for Castillo. Pitch is on the way. Fastball right down Broadway. Four strike. 1-0-1 is your count. Milwaukee Brewers organization, a very top-heavy prospect system as the 0-1 is cut and missed by Scolaro. Move it to an 0-2 count. A lot of talent, a lot of top talent in AAA with the Nashville Sounds, and a whole lot more talent as well in High A with the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. 0-2 count as Castillo facing off against the lefty Scolaro. 0-2 on the way. Just a bit off the plate and away on a breaking ball. Moves 1-2 now. Of course, the number one prospect in the Brewers organization, former Carolina Mudcat. We saw him here back in July, was Jackson Chorio. Hit a fair share of home runs here at Atrium Health Ballpark. 1-2 count, pitching away from the lefty. Fastball, bring him up, got him looking. Called strike three. Jonas Scolaro mowing the batters down like a 14-year-old kid saving up for his first car. It is the second out of the top of the second inning. Four strikeouts in the book for Scolaro already. Edbert Perez, the DH, will dig in. Jonas Scolaro picks up four strikeouts now. His first three were all swinging. This is the first one where he's rung a batter up. Pitch on the way to Perez is cut on a missed for strike. 1-0-1 is your count. Perez, number 18 overall prospect in Milwaukee's organization. 19-year-old lefty bat out of Caracas, Venezuela. Spent the latter part of 2021 here in Carolina last year. 0-1 is up and in. 1-1 your count. Perez not too shabby here. He's batting .216, but he does have a whopping 15 homers. 50 RBIs as well. 1-1 on the way from the lefty. Breaking ball just a bit low. Now a 2-1 count on Edbert Perez. DH in the order for the Carolina Mudcats tonight. He is an outfielder, plays mainly in the corners. However, some room needed tonight with Castillo and Mendez out there as the 2-1 a nicely placed breaking ball for a 2-2 count now. Scolaro one strike away from getting out of a second inning in which he's picked up two punchouts already. 2-2 on the way. Fastball up and away, trying to challenge Perez. Now count runs full. Arenamo waiting on deck, the third baseman. Top second, ballers lead 4-0 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Former Florida State Seminole Jonas Scolaro now called time. On the bump, he's through an inning and two-thirds, four strikeouts. He's struck out four, a total of the five batters face, as looks like he's now going to get a free pass issued. Looks like it's going to be a pitch clock violation walk. I'm going to assume that's what it was. I didn't see a signal, but then again, I was also down looking at my score sheet. Yadier Arenamo will now dig in. One on and a two down. So Perez will take a free pass. He is at a first base. Scolaro's pitch on the way. Heavy swing and a miss. 0-1 your count. It is a pitch clock violation. Automatic walk for Edbert Perez. So now already two pitch clock violations for the Ballers and the Mudcats tonight. Scolaro will take a peek at first pitch on the way. Fastball up and away. Now 1-1 on Arenamo. Another new face in the roster for the Mudcats. Arenamo, 5'8" from Marque, Venezuela. 18 years of age, batting a cool .327, still searching for his first home run as he tries it there. 1-1 is popped high and foul, ends up over near the gate one area. 1-2 count. Yadier Arenamo waiting on deck is Jose Cibrian, catcher. Scolaro on the bump will set with the glove at the waist. Lefty will offer the 1-2. Breaking ball, this one is popped in an emergency swing, foul. Keep another one at 1-2. Scolaro working a healthy mix of breaking balls and his fastball. He's not going to blow you away with the velocity, only sitting upper 80s, lower 90s, but his breaking stuff doesn't have much in the way of a difference on the velo. 1-2. This one is lifted in the air right field towards the corner. This will land foul in the right field terrace area. Keep another one at 1-2 on Yadier Arenamo. Scolaro working with another catcher, Troy Klaunch, in his first game as a baller. Arenamo, first game here at Atrium Health Ballpark. 1-2 on the way. Breaking ball in the dirt, blocked by the catcher, Klaunch. 1-2 will now move even 2-2. Over at first base, awaiting is Edbert Perez. Perez, a moderate speed threat over there. He is a guy that can swipe bases if needed. Scolaro sets the 2-2 count. Pitch on the way. Ball in the dirt, blocked again by the catcher. A clutch count runs full. Edbert Perez on the year. 9 for 15 in stolen base attempts. So he can use speed if needed. However, there is a moderate chance he may get gunned over there at second base. Full count, two down, top second. Scolaro sets the glove of the waist. Pitch on the way, runner going. This one's chopped towards the shortstop, Sprinkle, who backhand fires to first. That ball is in time. Nice play, it's short by Jordan Sprinkle. It's a 6-3 ground out, and Yadier Arunamo is the third out of the top of the second inning. So, Mudcats again get a base runner on with two down, but they're nothing in the way of offense. We'll send things now. Bottom of the second, Ballers lead 4-0 at Atrium Health Ballpark. We'll be right back after a quick break on the Ballers Baseball Network. Logan Glass, Wilbur Sanchez, Jordan Sprinkle await in the bottom of the second inning. Fernando O'Glean back out on the bump for his second inning of action. He got roughed up in that first inning. Four runs on four hits as the first pitch to Logan Glass is a breaking ball off the plate. 1-0 is your count. O'Glean sitting at 27 pitches on the night. Pitch number 28 is in there for a called strike. 1-1 count on the Mustang Oklahoma native Logan Glass. Glass, Sanchez, and Sprinkle. Ballers lead 4-0, bottom second. As Glass goes to the 1-1, this one's popped up in foul ground. This one might be headed towards me. It actually lands right on the edge of the top level up here and lands down below in the seating bowl. Not quite sure where that one was going, but looked like it was headed straight up, but it landed foul. 1-2. This one is lifted high and deep. Left field backtracking is Castillo. Warning track. He makes the grab. Four out number one. Logan Glass almost had his fifth home run on the year. Instead, it's a fly out into a deep left field for the first out. Wilbur Sanchez, second baseman, will dig in. Latisma, Wilbur Sanchez awaits, and he will dig in against O'Gwin. Sanchez batting not too well as far as the batting average goes, just 155. Pitch up and away, 1-0 is your count. As far as everything else, though, he's done very well. Batting 155, 1-0 is up and in, 2-0 your count. 51 walks, 32 for 39 in stolen base attempts. Sanchez actually the new team leader in walks. 2-0 on the way, swing and a miss, 2-1 is your count. With Wes Kath being promoted, he was leading the team overall at 62. However, now Wilbur Sanchez takes over now that the third baseman Wes Kath has been promoted. 2-1 is in there, called strike two in the outside corner. 2-2 your count on a Wilbur Sanchez. O'Gwin trying to get out of a bit of an early funk in this Tuesday night ball game. $2 Tuesday here at Atrium Health Ballpark. 2-2. Foul tipped into the mitt of the catcher, Cibrian, for strike three. Fernando Olguin picks up his third punch out of the day. Wilmer Sanchez is out on a KFT in my book. Third batter of the inning will now be Jordan Sprinkle, the leadoff batter. So the ballers get through the order for the first time. First here in the ball game. Pick up four runs on four hits. No walks yet by Olguin. The Sprinkle wastes no time. Grounder to third base. Tough play for Arenamo. And he will fumble it out there. Shortstop and Eric Brown Jr. makes the play and recovers. But Jordan Sprinkle is at first. We'll await the official scores decision over here. As Arenamo kind of had a bit of a tough play. He's made the sliding grab over there. We'll see how it plays out. We'll get the scores called. Brooks Baldwin will dig in with one on and two down. Switch hitting bat is Brooks Baldwin, 6'2", 175-pound, 22-year-old, 12th-round pick in 2022 out of Whiteville, North Carolina, product of UNC Wilmington. He swings at the first pitch, pops it up, and foul ground after it is the catcher, Cibrian, but the first baseman, Chirinos, makes the grab. Four out at number three, Brooks Baldwin wasting no time. Two swings on two pitches, and it's two pop-outs for the former UNC Wilmington Seahawk. That is the third out of the second inning. We are through two here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Canapolis on tap, 4-0. We'll take a quick break and be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Jose Cibrian, Henry Mendez, and Robert Moore do up. Top of the third inning. The Mudcats still have yet to find a actual H in the columns tonight as Scolaro's pitch is up and away. 1-0 is your count of the nine. Old man Jose Cibrian. Top of the third. Ballers up 4-0. The lefty and Jonas Scolaro has done exceptionally well tonight as Cibrian lifts the pitch high and deep left center field. Backtracking is the center fielder Burke. He camps under it just shy of the warning track and makes the grab. Four out at number one. It is a F8. The book first out is had. That'll send it now to back to the top of the order at Henry Mendez. First time through the order for the Mudcats. Scolaro picks up a grand total of four strikeouts. He walks one, and one reaches on an error. Other than that, really not much of note. A couple flyouts, a couple groundouts. Scolaro will face off against Mendez for the second time today. Beautiful breaking ball is in there. 0-1 is your count. Beautiful hook on the inside corner from Scolaro. Just shy of 40 pitches on the night. This will be pitch number 41, actually. 0-1 on the way. Fastball is upstairs. 1-1 your count on Henry Mendez. Another top prospect in the Brewers organization at number 15 overall. 1-1 count, one down, top third. Scolaro's pitch on the way. Fastball 0 and away. Now 2-1 on Mendez. Another top prospect for the Brewers. You look at what he's done against Kannapolis in his multiple games. He has been with the team for the entirety of the season. Scolaro's 2-1 on the way, just a bit low. Calamon moved to a favorable hitter's count of 3-1. You look at what Mendez has done, batting 220 with 3 RBI, 4 walks against all Kannapolis Cannonballers pitching. 3-1 on the way from Scolaro. Fastball is just a bit low and off the plate. Ball 4. Second walk of the night for Jonas Scolaro. Henry Mendez will reach base. So now 1 on and 1 down for Robert Moore, the second baseman. Henry Mendez, the right fielder, reaches base on a walk. He is 7-for-16 in the stolen base category on the year. Not exactly a guy with a ton of success, necessarily. But Robert Moore will now dig in for his second at bat of the night. Scolaro's pitch is just a bit low and off the plate. 1-0 your count. Robert Moore, 5'9 switch hitting bat from Leawood, Kansas. Second round pick in the compensation round by the Milwaukee Brewers out of the University of Arkansas. Former Razorback with a very nice glove, a little bit of pop. As he shows off the pop there. 1-0 liner down the line and left. That'll be a fair ball and roll into the corner. Headed for third will be Mendez. He's going to round and try to head home. Relay throw comes in. Play the play. There will be none. As the throw from Sprinkle is just a bit off the line. It'll be an RBI double for Robert Moore. Scoring on the play is Mendez. So the Mudcats get their first run of the game on their first hit of the game. RBI a two-bagger from Robert Moore. Scoring is Mendez. 4-1 your score as Eric Brown Jr., the shortstop, will now dig in. Eric Brown Jr., the shortstop, will step in for his second at-bat. He reached down an error back in the first inning. The Mudcats are on the board. Scolaro dealing with a runner on second. Takes a peek over there. Now will deliver the pitch. Curveball in the dirt, blocked by Claunch. 1-0 is your count. Eric Brown Jr., another top pick. First round here in 2022. 27th overall. 21-year-old, born on December 19th of 2000. Born in Tucson, Arizona, went to high school at Parkway High School in Louisiana. And then attended at Coastal Carolina in Conway, South Carolina. 1-0 on the way. This one is fouled off by Brown Jr. 1-1 is your count. Scolaro, after a really solid first few innings, all of a sudden now, seem to have been working the edges of the zone a little more. If you can work the edge of the zone and actually hit spots, you'll do well. He did it well in the first two innings, but here in this third, looks like he's hitting his spots a little too much. There one, that one is in there. 1-2 your count. Eric Brown Jr., 0-for-1 on the day. He did reach, though, on an error. Waiting on deck is Chirinos, the first baseman. Time called at the plate by Eric Brown Jr. Top of the third. Ballers lead 4-1. Runner on for the Mudcats. Scolaro comes set of the bump. Takes a peek at second. Pitch on the way. Swung and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Jonas Scolaro picks up strikeout at number 5 on the night. Eric Brown Jr. is the second out of the third inning. 2 down now. Runner on second for Jesus Chirinos. Scolaro offered a fastball up in the zone, and Eric Brown Jr. really wanted to turn on it. However, could not get around on it from Scolaro. 1-2 down for Chirino. 0-for-1 of the night with a flyout. Pitch on the way from Scolaro. Swung and missed. 0-1. Robert Moore with a good lead over there at second base. He's got some speed on him, does the former Arkansas Razorback. Scolaro leans in for the signs. He has them. Sets the glove at the waist. He'll kick with the right, throw at the left. Fastball is just a bit low to Chirinos. Count even now, 1-1. Chirinos a fly out to left fielder Benjamin Bailey back in the first inning. Scolaro, the lefty, comes set. 1-1 count. Pitch is on the way. Fastball up and away, now 2-1. Close call at home play by Corey Gerber. Scolaro again making his third start on the season. His last start out in Columbia, only an inning and two-thirds. He did go 3 2/3 here at home back in the ninth against the Salem Red Sox. He did pick up at the loss in that outing, though, as the 2-1 is fouled off by Chirinos on a foul ball that looks like a hit off his own foot. 2-2 your count. Scolaro, last time he started here at home, 3 2/3, 5 hits, 3 runs, 2 walks, and 8 punch-outs. He is a high strikeout guy, but really has not been a guy that has found a way to get deep into the 5-inning realm to earn a win. 2-2 on the way. In the third block by the catcher, Claus. Runner advancing, though, on the play will be Robert Moore. We'll see how the scorer calls it. Breaking ball in the dirt from Scolaro. Claunch behind the plate backstop does make the play. See if it's a wild pitch or a passed ball. My likelihood, I'm going to go wild pitch, I think. We'll see what our official score tonight in Mojo Morrison says. 3-2 on the way from Scolaro. Fastball is up and away, ball 4. Another walk for Jonas Scolaro that is now 3 on the evening. Jesus Chirinos is at first base. So now runners on the corners and 2 down. That'll send Jay Savina, the center fielder, to the plate. So it is a wild pitch from Scolaro, allowing the runner to advance to third on the play. Jay Savina will dig in, 0-for-1 in the day, and a strikeout back in the second. Scolaro with runners on the corners to deal with. Avina, wasting no time, lifts this pitch high and deep right center field. Back checking is Logan Glass, but Jacob Burke calls him off the center fielder and makes the grab. Four out number 3, just like that, a flyout into right center field for a flyout in the third out of the top of the third inning. Ballers still lead 4-1, and the Bluncats do crud into it. They get a base knock from Robert Moore, giving them a 1-run in the third. 4-1 your score. Ballers on top. Bottom third after a quick break in the Ballers Baseball Network. Troy Claunch, Tim Elko, Benjamin Bailey due up. Bottom third, Ballers lead 4-1. Fernando Olguin back out of the bump for a third inning of action. Pitch on the way to Claunch. This one's lifted high and foul. 0-1 is your count. The Ballers' newest catcher in the roster. Troy Claunch is digging in. Tim Elko waiting on deck. Claunch, former Oregon State backstop, also playing at Texas A&M. Olguin's 0-1 is grounded foul. Heads up in the Mudcats dugout. 0-2, now your count. Troy Claunch from Texas A&M. All Pac-12 first team performer with Oregon State. Impressive resume for sure. Pitch on the way from Olguin is fouled off on the 0-2. Move it to another 0-2 count. Appeared in 63 games in 2022 for Texas A&M. Played a majority of his career at Oregon State, then he went to Texas A&M for the 1 year. as a graduate. 0-2 is a strike three call. Ring him up. Got him looking. Fernando O'Guin picks up another strikeout. It is the first out of the third inning. One down, nobody on now for Tim Elko. O'Guin's fourth punch out of the day is a Troik launch. Elko will now dig in. 0-1 today with a strikeout looking. He was the first strikeout victim of the day for Fernando O'Guin. Pitch on the way up from the righty. Breaking ball is up and in. 0-1 is your count. 1-0 is your count, excuse me. Get a little ahead of myself sometimes. 1-0 is on the way from the righty. Breaking ball low. Now 2-0. Usually when the umpires issue the hand signals too, usually the strikes are on one hand and the balls are on the other and they're reversed. 2-0, Elko cuts on it, pops it up in foul ground down the right field line. 2-1 your count. Elko, former Ole Miss Rebel, 2021 SEC Scholar Athlete of the Year. Fouls off the 2-1, another one coming at 2-2. Product of Hillsboro High School, he majored in a master's degree of sport analytics at Ole Miss. Smart kid. Majored in exercise science for his bachelor's. 2-2 lifted in the air. That'll drop into center field and be a base knock. First base hit of the night and for the former Ole Miss first baseman, Tim Elko. He is on base for the first time as a baller. 1-2 on the night. One on and one down now for Benjamin Bailey. A two-time team captain for Ole Miss was Tim Elko. See if he can bring some leadership to the ballers here. He certainly is off to a good start. 1-2 on the night. Bailey will dig in. He is 1-1. Cuts on the pitch and foul tips into the mid of the catcher, Cibrian. 0-1 is your count. Benjamin Bailey from Vista Alegre, Panama. He's been here all year. After a little bit of stint on the injured list, coming back, and he's actually been very, very impressive, as that's impressive right there. 0-1 is lifted in the air center field. No, after it is Avina. He camps under it after moving to his right and makes the grab. Four out number two. It's an FA to the book for Benjamin Bailey. One on and two down. Now Elko stays put at first for Jacob Burke, the center fielder. Jacob Burke with a three-run shot back in the first inning. Helping the ballers propel themselves ahead 4-0. Carolina came back in the third and got one. So it's 4-1. Burke 1-1 of the home run. Pitch on the way. This one is lifted in the air. This one won't be out of here. It's shallow left center. Maybe trouble, though, is Avina coming in after it. He'll make the grab. 4-3. It's an F8 in the book in shallow left center field for Jacob Burke. 1-2 now on the day. Ballers do get a base runner from a Tim Elko base knock. However, no more runs in the book, and it is now 4-1. And we are a third of the way home here in Kannapolis. Top four after a short break on the Ballers Baseball Network here in Kannapolis. Good guys on top. 4-1 over the Mudcats. First pitch at the top of the fourth inning is cut on and missed by Luis Castillo. 0-1 is your count, top four. Ballers lead 4-1 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Jonas Scolaro back out for another inning of action, top four. He's through three innings. He's got five strikeouts. Pitch is on the way. In there for strike two. 0-2 is now your count. Scolaro, if he gets through this fourth inning cleanly, he will have set a new season high in innings pitched. He's only gone 3 2/3 as his longest outing as a start. 0-2 check swing. Does he go around? Yes, he does, says our infield umpire in Nobuoki Asuta. It is the sixth punch out of the night for Jonas Scolaro. It is Luis Castillo. Edbert Perez, DH, will now dig in. Castillo now 0-2 with two strikeouts. Perez will dig in. He reached on a walk back in the second inning. The lefty, Jonas Scolaro, has been mowing batters down tonight. 3 1/3, he's got six punch-outs. Pitch on the way to Perez, blocked on the third by Claunch. Move it to a 1-0 count. Edbert Perez is 0-0. He did have a walk in the second inning. Waiting on deck is Arinamo. Scolaro on the bump, comes set. Pitch is on the way. This one is lifted in the air into center field. Jacob Burke backtracks a little, but he'll have to come back in for it, and we'll camp under to make the grab. Four out at number two. It is a F8 for Edbert Perez. Two down now for Yadier Arinamo. Yadier Arinamo is 0-1 of the day with a ground out to the shortstop at Jordan Sprinkle. Ballers lead 4-1, top four here at Atrium Health Ballpark. We'll get you an out-of-town scoreboard look in next half inning. The Ballers and the Mudcats begin the series here. A whole bunch of action beginning across the league in the Carolina League. Pitch fouled off by Arinamo. 0-1 is your count. Some pivotal matchups in the playoff race as well. The Mudcats not too far behind the Frednats for the division lead in the North. As for the South, Ballers are six games back, but 18 games left. There is still some time as the pitch is lifted high and fouled by Arinamo. Count will move it to an 0-2 count. Ballers are at 500 currently, 24-24. Six games back of the Charleston River Dogs, who are in Fayetteville playing the Woodpeckers this week. 0-2 on the way from Scolaro. This one is lifted in the air, right field, backtracking. Little is Logan Glass, but has it in his eyes, has it in his hands. Four out at number three. That is the third out of the fourth inning, and Jonas Scolaro now has a new longest start of 20-22. Four innings of work, six strikeouts. He's been very solid tonight, as we'll send things now bottom four after a short break on the Ballers Baseball Network. Ballers on top 4-1 over the Mudcats at Atrium Health Ballpark. 7-8-9 due up the order. Bottom four, Jason Gonzalez lead it off. He'll cut in the first pitch. He sees from Ogleem. Grounded towards the first baseman, Chirinos, who steps on the bag for the out. Just like that, one pitch, one out, bottom four. Ballers now with one down for Logan Glass, the right fielder. Ogleem back out for another inning of action here. Bottom four, Ballers lead 4-1. Take a peek at some of the other games going on in the Carolina League tonight. Down east in Fredericksburg, getting this series underway up at Virginia Credit Union Stadium with the Wood Ducks leading 1-0 on the Nationals. As the pitch on the way from Ogleem, a breaking ball lower part of the zone for strike one. Logan Glass now down to an 0-1 count. Top of the fourth in Myrtle Beach with the Pelicans lead 3-0 over the Augusta Green Jackets as the 0-1 is lifted in the air. Left field backtracking is Castillo. Warning track ball, it's out of here. Logan Glass shattering the competition with home run number 5 on the year. It's a solo shot, bottom four here at Atrium Health Ballpark, and the Ballers now have jumped ahead to a 5-1 lead over the Carolina Mudcats. That's now two home runs against Fernando Ogleem on the night for the Ballers. 360 feet, 94 mile an hour exit velocity off the bat of Logan Glass. Nobody on and one down now for Wilbur Sanchez, and a mound visit now before Cibrian and Ogleem. Sanchez will dig in after a solo homer from Logan Glass. Sanchez gets another turn, 0 for 1 of the night with a strikeout. Man, Logan Glass, he heard me doing the out-of-town score. He said, no, put an end to that. Pitch lifted high and foul to Sanchez. 0-1 is your count. Now we can continue with our out-of-town scoreboard as we're in the bottom of the fourth in Myrtle Beach. 3-0 our score. Pelicans over the Green Jackets. Bottom four, Delmarva and Lynchburg are tied at 1 up in Delmarva, home of the Shoreburns. 0-1 is inside. 1-1 is your count. Big news in Delmarva with the Shorebirds picking up the number one overall pick in the 2022 draft, Jackson Holiday. As the 1-1 breaking ball is in there, called strike two. 1-2 is your count. Jackson Holiday joining the Shorebirds roster today. Otherwise, top of the fifth in at Columbia. The Fireflies hosting the Salem Red Sox as the 1-2 is inside, 2-2. 1-0 Red Sox over the Fireflies down at Sager Park. And then a top third, Charleston over Fayetteville, 4-1 at Sager Stadium. 2-2 lifted in the air right field. That's going to drop in front of the right fielder Mendez for a base knock. Wilbur Sanchez reaches base for the first time tonight with a bloop single. That'll send it back to the top of the order in Jordan Sprinkle. So the Ballers have not gone an inning without getting a base runner on Fernando Ogleem. They've already got 7 hits in tonight's ball game, and we are through at 3 1/3 innings, 7 hits. That's not too hot for Fernando Ogleem out on the bump, who is just shy of 60 pitches. Sprinkle will dig in. He's got a hit for himself in tonight's game, 1-for-2. Good lead at first base for Sanchez. Stepping off on the bump, though, is Ogleem. We'll have to await the first pitch, the rainmaker, Jordan Sprinkle. Sanchez with a good lead. Sprinkle gets a bunt down, but it lands foul. 0-1 your count. And the former UC Santa Barbara Gaucho, Jordan Sprinkle. Fourth round pick in 2022 by the Chicago White Sox. He is the second highest draft pick the Ballers could see this year. First rounder, Noah Schultz, a high school guy out of Illinois. High schoolers usually don't make it all the way up to low A ball after they've been drafted until the following season. 0-1 lifted eye and foul, 0-2. Second round pick out of Arkansas, Peyton Pallett. Really talented righty pitcher, but he had Tommy John surgery back in January, so we will not see him on the mound for some time. Third round pick, Jonathan Cannon, currently on the temporarily inactive list out in the Arizona Complex League with the White Sox. 0-2, quick check of the runner at first in Wilbur Sanchez awaiting the 1-2. Jonathan Cannon out of Georgia, former Bulldog. And then fourth round pick is Jordan Sprinkle. 1-2, count pitch on the way. This one is lifted in the air, foul after it is the first baseman, Chirinos, but he can't get there in time. Keep it a 1-2 count on the rainmaker, Jordan Sprinkle. Awaiting on deck is the DH, Brooks Baldwin. Baldwin has seen only 2 pitches today, and he swung at both of them and popped out on both of them. Sprinkle, though, has been a little more patient. He's got a 1-2 count. Pitch on the way from Olguin. This one is on a line into left field. That's going to drop and be another hit on the night. Jordan Sprinkle, the multi-hit game already here in the fourth inning. He reaches first base for the third time tonight. Wilbur Sanchez is at second. So 2-1 and one down for Brooks Baldwin. Jordan Sprinkle now with a two-hit night. Reached on an error in the second. He's reached base three out of three times. It is Jordan Sprinkle's first multi-hit game on the year. As now Brooks Baldwin will dig in 0 for 2. Olguin running into some trouble as he cuts on the first pitch and fouls it off, does Baldwin. 0-1 is your count. Baldwin has seen three pitches and swung at all of them. As Brooks Baldwin, the 12th round pick in 2022 by the Chicago White Sox out of UNC at Wilmington, former Seahawk. Baldwin cuts on the 0-1, grounds it up the middle. Diving stop by Brown Jr. Throw is well high of the first base bag. That's going to be a time called immediately by the umpires. Sanchez is going to score. Headed to third is Sprinkle. And at first base is Brooks Baldwin. Nice diving play by Eric Brown Jr., but it will be a single and then an error on the throw, allowing Sanchez to score. So they do give Baldwin his first single as a Kannapolis Cannonballer. Sprinkle with a single as well. He's at third base. At second is Baldwin on the E6. Scoring is Wilbur Sanchez, and now it's 6-1 Ballers. Troy Klontz is going to dig in. Runners on second and third and one down. Ballers have loaded the cannon and lit the fuse on the offensive side of the ball tonight. Klontz will dig in. This one is lifted in the air on the first pitch and lifted and dropped into the corner and left for a base knock. Sprinkle scores. Baldwin scores. Into the second is Troy Klontz, and the party just keeps on rolling. It's 8-1 Ballers. Bottom of the fourth inning. Troy Klontz with a RBI double. It's his second hit of the night, and now Tim Elko will dig in. The new look Ballers already performing in great ways tonight. They've got 8 runs. Another 4-run inning for the KCB. The Ballers in the red, white, and blue. And now time call. Pitching coach Drew Thomas going to come out and have a chat with his arman, Fernando Olguin. Tim Elko is going to dig in. 1-for-2 on the day. But Olguin's already run into some trouble here. Baldwin and Sprinkle both score on the RBI double from Troy Klontz. Drew Thomas awaiting and chatting with Olguin out there on the bump. Mudcats are now down 8-1. Ballers have 10 hits on the night, and we're still through 3 1/3 innings of action here at Atrium Health Ballpark. It's been quite a fun night so far in the means of offense. Logan Glass, Brooks Baldwin, Troy Klontz all providing base knocks to score runs. Baldwin not being credited with an RBI on the play was an error, as Elko's first pitch is grounded foul, moving to an 0-1 count. Elko 1-for-2, single back in the third inning for the big 6'4", 240-pound 23-year-old. Elko born in Wichita, Kansas, but he went to school in Lutz, Florida. 0-1 on the way from the rowdy Olguin, fouled off by Elko. Move it to a 0-2 count. Benjamin Bailey awaiting on deck. Bottom 4-0-2 count on Tim Elko. Ballers lead 8-1. At second is Troy Klontz. Solguin sets pitch on the way in the 0-2. But a weak dribbler towards the third base bag. Arinamo makes the play, fires across the diamond in time. Four out at number two of the inning. It is a 5-3 putout. Tim Elko is out. He is now 1-for-3 on the night. One on and two down now for Benjamin Bailey. Bailey 1-for-2. The only baller without a base hit tonight is Jason Gonzalez. He is in the hole. Every other baller, though, allowing at least one base hit on Olguin. Pitch on the way from the righty. This one is tapped foul down the left field line. 0-1 your count. Bailey, 1-for-2, and a single in the first inning. Ended up scoring a run as well on Jacob Burke's home run. Had a fly out into center field back in the third inning. As Olguin's ERA has slipped up to a 5.71 now. Entered tonight in the mid-fours. Now he's up in the high fives. Bailey cuts on the 0-1 and fouls it off. The catcher's mitt of Cibrian. 0-2 moves your count. Cibrian entered today with a 4.94 ERA. Now he's raised it by almost an entire point at 5.71. 0-2 count, two outs, bottom four. Ballers lead 8-1. There are a couple arms warming for Carolina down the line. 0-2 on the way. Fastball just a bit low and inside to Benjamin Bailey. 1-2 your count. Bailey, the big 6'4" bat. Can't throw anything too low on Bailey. It won't be a strike. As Olguin comes set, 1-2 count. Runner at second base is Troy Klontz. Pitch on the way. This one is grounded towards the shortstop, Brown. He'll move to his left, fire, and make the play in time. Four out at number three. It's a 6-3 ground out for Benjamin Bailey. He's now 1-4-3 on the night. But damage done yet again as the Ballers pick up another four-run inning on offense. They lead 8-1 over the Carolina Mudcats. Top of the fifth after a short break on the Ballers Baseball Network here live from Kannapolis. Jose Cibrian, catcher, will lead things off. The Carolina Mudcats, top of the fifth here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Jonas Scolaro back out for another inning of action. First pitch is up and away on Cibrian. 1-0 is your count. Cibrian, Mendez, and Robert Moore due up for the Carolina Mudcats. Ballers on top 8-1, and they have a big game of offense so far. As the 1-0 grounded towards the third baseman, making a backhand is Gonzalez. Throw across the diamond in time. Four out at number one. It's a 5-3 ground out for Jose Cibrian. First out is had. Henry Mendez, right fielder, will dig in. Jonas Scolaro on the bump. So far, so good. He's already in his season-high longest outing at 4 1/3 innings now. Six punch-outs as well for the former Florida State Seminole. Back to the top of the order, Henry Mendez, 0-for-1 of the strikeout. Scolaro's pitch is on the lower part of the zone. Strike, 1-0-1 is your count. Henry Mendez, another top prospect in the Brewers organization. As now time called, Troy Klontz is going to go out and have a chat with Jonas Scolaro. Just to get on the same page as far as signs. Scolaro still searching for his first win as a Baller. If he is able to get through this fifth inning, he would be eligible for a win. Pending the Ballers holding on to this massive 8-1 lead. We're We're in a new era here in Kannapolis as far as the ballers go. Six guys promoted today. Wes Kath, DJ Gladney, Wilfred Verosh, James Beard, Colby Smelly, Andy Adwood. All six of those being sent to Winston-Salem in Birmingham. 0-2 is now the count as Mendez cuts on the pitch and foul tips it. 0-2 count in the leadoff batter for the Mudcats. A lot of cornerstones in the offense for the ballers now moved up. A lot of fresh faces out there today. 0-2 count. Time called by Claunch. Looks like he's got an equipment malfunction of some sort. Not quite sure what he has got going on out there, but we'll resume play, it looks like. Looks like he just had an issue with the catcher's mask. 0-2 count. Scolaro on the bump. Has the signs and will start his wide. 0-2 count. Pitch on the way. Breaking ball just a bit low and away. Now 1-2 on Henry Mendez. Robert Moore waiting on deck, the second baseman. 1-2 on the way from Scolaro. This one is lined into left center field. That might be trouble. Bailey after it. That'll drop in front of Bailey and Burke and be a leadoff single, a one-out single for Henry Mendez. He is the leadoff batter. He has his first hit of the night. So now one on, one down for Robert Moore. Leadoff batter Henry Mendez produces his first base hit of the night. Strike out, a walk, and a single. Robert Moore will now dig in, 1-for-2. Son of Kansas City Royals general manager Dayton Moore. Former Arkansas Razorback. As the pitch is cut on and missed for strike, 1-0-1 is your count. Had a good buddy of mine who's a season ticket holder for the Razorbacks. Talked to my good friend Mr. Corey out in Arkansas. I said, hey, what do you know about this Robert Moore kid? He said, man, keep an eye on him. He's got a little bit of pop. He's got a really nice glove out there as well. 0-1 in the dirt block by the catcher, Claunch. 1-1 is your count. Seen that out of Robert Moore tonight. He has a RBI double. 1-for-2 on the night. The only run scored for Carolina. Off the bat of Robert Moore. Switch hitting bat. Scolaro comes set. Takes a peek at first. It's Mendez. 1-1 in the way. This one is on a line in the center field. That might be trouble. Burke after it. Dives after it. Can't make the catch. It gets loose. But moving ahead to second will be Henry Mendez. Robert Moore is on base with a single. So now back-to-back base hits for the Mudcats. It'll send things to Eric Brown Jr., the shortstop. Now, if you're watching on MILB.TV and you're taking a peek at that play and you're saying, hey, why was that not an error? He didn't make the play. He could have. It's an extraordinary effort in center field by Jacob Burke. It is a discretional decision by the official scorer as well. But if it is a play that is difficult to make, such as Jacob Burke laying out trying to make a catch, usually that negates any error possibility. Pitch swung and missed by Eric Brown Jr. 0-1 is your count. Eric Brown Jr., one of the top picks out of Coastal Carolina, former Chanticleer. 0-1 on the way, and the dirt blocked by the catcher, Claunch. Count even now at 1-1. Coastal Carolina Chanticleer is out of Conway, South Carolina. Chanticleer is just a really fancy way of saying rooster. It also rolls off the tongue better. Coastal Carolina Chanticleers versus Coastal Carolina Roosters. Sounds a little better with Chanticleers. 1-1 is fouled off. Now a 1-2 count on Eric Brown Jr., a first-round pick in 2022. Certainly one of the guys to keep an eye out for in the organization for the Milwaukee Brewers. He is the number 10 overall prospect. The only top 10 prospect on the roster for Carolina at the moment. They had a bunch. They had the number one prospect a couple of weeks ago in Jackson Chorio. Now Richorio earning a much-deserved call-up as the 1-2. Swing and missed at the plate. Jonas Scolaro picks up strikeout number 7 on the night. Eric Brown Jr. is down on strikes. He is the second out of the fifth inning. So 2 on and 2 down now for Jesus Chirinos. Eric Brown Jr. has reached on an error, and then he's got 2 swinging strikeouts as well. As Chirinos will dig in, he is 0-for-1 tonight with a fly out in the first and a walk in the third. Scolaro's pitch on the way is cut on the mist for strike one. 0-1 is your count. Chirinos batting 232 on the year. He's got 11 homers. Entering tonight's ballgame, he's yet to tally a base hit. Only three hits on the night for the Carolina Mudcats. 0-1 on the way from Scolaro. Outside of the plate, throwing to first, and they got him. It's a pickoff by the catcher Clutch over to first base in Tim Elko. And Robert Moore is out on a 2-3 PO, in my book, for the third out of the inning. Jesus Chirinos will dig back in. But a nice heads-up play by Troy Clutch out there, working with Tim Elko to get the out. That is now the third out of the fifth inning. Bottom five after a short break on the Ballers Baseball Network. Good guys on top, 8-1 in Kannapolis. New arm of the month for the Carolina Mudcats. 6 foot, 160-pound, 20-year-old from Marque of Venezuela. It is number 18, Miguel Segura, on the bump. As the first pitch to Jacob Burke is not on the board yet. Pitch on the way. Fastball up and away. Move it to a 2-0 count on Jacob Burke. It'll be Burke, Gonzalez, and Logan Glass. Two up in the order. Ballers on top, 8-1 over the Carolina Mudcats. Segura's pitch on the way. This one is lifted in the air left field. After it is Castillo moving along the wall on the warning track. Makes the grab. Four out at number one. It is a loud and high and deep F7 for Jacob Burke for the first out of the fifth inning. Jason Gonzalez will now dig in. Miguel Segura, international free agent signee in 2019 by the Milwaukee Brewers. 2-2 on the year with a 4.50 ERA. 21st appearance on the year is already made 10 starts as well. However, coming out of the bullpen in tonight's game, pitch is on the inside corner for strike one. Jason Gonzalez now working with an 0-1 count. Miguel Segura has been with the team all season. Has not pitched, though, since August 21st. Pitch is cut on a miss. 0-2 is your count. Segura did pitch. He started last on the 29th, I should say, of July. And he missed about a month's time. 0-2 on the way. Fastball is away. 1-2 count now on Jason Gonzalez. Miguel Segura missed about a month's time without going on the injured list or anything. Unless he's back pitching now. 1-2. Breaking ball low and away. Now 2-2. You look at what Miguel Segura has done against Kannapolis this year. Not too shabby. It's better than what old Green has been doing. 2-2 on the way. Breaking ball low and away. Good patience from Jason Gonzalez. Count now run full. Earl Green's night is done. Miguel Segura enters in relief. Jason Gonzalez at the plate. As for Segura, two games, one start against the Ballers. He had a 1.17 ERA as a 3-2 cut in the mist for strike three. Jason Gonzalez is down on strikes for the second out of the inning. Logan Glass, right fielder, will now dig in. Glass already with a home run tonight back in the fourth inning, a solo shot. And Segura against the Ballers, two games, one start. He's 0-0, the 1.17 ERA. Entering tonight's game, 7 2/3 innings, 4 hits, 1 run, 10 walks, and 9 punch-outs as the pitch is up and in on Glass, 1-0. Opponents batting just 160. All Kannapolis bats batting 160 against Miguel Segura. 1-0 on the way. Fastball in there called strike one. Logan Glass tonight, 1-for-2 with a home run and a flyout. Tallied his fifth homer, his 10th RBI as well. 1-1 count pitch on the way from the righty Segura. Breaking ball low and away, now 2-1. There is a baller warming up down the right field line. Looks like it's Tristan Stivers getting loose out there. 6'4" righty from Texas State, former Bobcat. 2-1 on the way is a breaking ball just a bit off the plate. Now 3-1 on Logan Glass. Wilbur Sanchez, second baseman awaiting on deck. 3-1 count, 2 down, Ballers lead 8-1 in the top bottom of the fifth inning. 3-1 hitters count, and Glass offers at it and misses. Count will now run full. Count is full, 2 down, bottom 5. Pitch on the way from Segura. Low and away, ball 4, and Logan Glass has reached base for the second time tonight, drawing a 2-out walk from Miguel Segura. He has known to struggle with issuing 3 passes this year. Wilbur Sanchez will dig in, 1-for-2 on the evening. Sanchez with a single in the fourth, a strikeout with a foul tip in the second inning. Bottom 5, Ballers on top, 8-1. Logan Glass with a runner at first. Pitch on the way from Segura. This one is lifted high and foul. Count will move 0-1 on Wilbur Sanchez. La Chispa, as they call him. He's raised the average up to a 1.57 on the season here in 2022. He's done fairly well, though, despite the low batting average. Still finding ways to get on base with the walks and the stolen bases. 0-1 up and away, even now 1-1. Top of the order, Jordan Sprinkle awaiting on deck. Bottom 5, Ballers and Mudcats doing business in the series opener. 1-1 on the way from the righty. Breaking ball off the plate. Now 2-1 your count on Wilbur. 2 homers, 18 RBI. Out of Caracas, Venezuela is Wilbur Sanchez. Former top 30 prospect. He actually dropped out of the rankings. Early mid-season update. 2-1 is in there, called strike two. 2-2 is your count. Wilbur Sanchez being dropped from the top 30 prospect list. A whole bunch of those top 30 prospects being moved to Birmingham today as part of Project Birmingham. 2-2 count, pitch on the way. This one is lifted high and foul down the right field line. 2-2 your count. Birmingham Barons with 3 of the top 5 prospects in the entire White Sox organization. Colson Montgomery, Oscar Colas, former Kannapolis Cannonballer Brian Ramos, Nore Vera, Jose Popeye Rodriguez, Sean Burke, Christian Mena, all former ballers, all in Birmingham with the Barons. 2-2. Low and away, count will now run full on Wilbur Sanchez. Wes Kath also being added to Birmingham. That is quite the loaded team now, as the White Sox have sent most of their top prospects to Birmingham with the Barons in an effort to get them some extra development until instruction. Full count, 2 down, pitch on the way. This one is popped up by Sanchez, foul. Count will run full, and it will stay full on La Chispa. With the Project Birmingham being the case, Ballers roster pretty fairly decimated. adding a whole bunch of new talent to the pool today. Tim Elko, Brooks Baldwin. Sanchez with a 3-2 count. Segura's pitch. This one is fouled off again. A good fight at the plate. This will be the eighth pitch of the at-bat. Now the ninth pitch of the at-bat. So far, so good for the new talent. Baldwin, Claunch, and Elko already in that 2-3-4 spot in the lineup producing. All three of them have the tallied base knocks on the night. Only baller without a hit tonight is Jason Gonzalez. 3-2. Fastball up and in, ball four. Wilbur Sanchez draws a walk that is now back-to-back walks for Miguel Segura on the bump. Top of the order, and Jordan Sprinkle will get another turn. Jordan Sprinkle will dig in. He is 2-for-3 on the night with his first multi-hit game of 2022. Sprinkle digs in with a 2 on and 2 down. Segura running into some trouble with issuing free passes. Sprinkle cuts on the pitch, lifts an eye and foul. 0-1 is your count. Sprinkle raising the batting average up to 179 on the year. As the Ric Flair woos keep raining down from the crowd down below. $2 Tuesday night here at Atrium Health Ballpark. 0-1 count. Looking at second is Segura. Pitch on the way. Fastball is up and in. 1-1 your count. Great crowd on hand. Again, after tonight, just 11 Ballers home games remain. We're going to have a really fun week of baseball here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Human Cannonballer on Friday night. Saturday night is Starry Night. Looking forward to that. 1-1 breaking ball is upstairs on a Sprinkle. Count will move 2-1. Two-one count on Jordan Sprinkle. Fourth round pick in 2022. 2-for-3. Awaiting on deck is Brooks Baldwin, the DH. Segura looks at second, 2-1. Up and in on Sprinkle. Almost hits him in the chinny chin chin. Now a favorable hitter's count at 3-1. And now all of a sudden, a mound has started to hurry up and get loose for Carolina down the left field line. And Segura, losing the strike zone, is already at just under 30 pitches. 3-1 count, 2 down. Segura's pitch on the way to Sprinkle. Fastball inside corner for strike 2. Count will run full on the Rainmaker, Jordan Sprinkle. Brooks Baldwin, former UNC Wilmington Seahawk, awaiting on deck. Segura with a long look at second. Full count offering on the way. This one is roped into center field right at Avina, though, in center field. That is a fly out for Jordan Sprinkle, and that concludes the bottom of the fifth inning. We are through five here at Atrium Health Ballpark. The Ballers do lead 8-1. They are out hitting Carolina 10-3 in tonight's ballgame. We'll send it now to top of the sixth. New arm on the way for the Ballers when we return on the Ballers Baseball Network. Thank you. New arm on the pump for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. It's the former Texas State Bobcat, Tristan Stivers, as the pitch is a little bit outside. 1-0 is your count on Jesus Chirinos. Stivers, 6'4", 220-pound, 23-year-old, 16th-round pick in 2022 out of Corpus Christi, Texas, as the 1-0 is a bit off the plate. 2-0 now the count on Jesus Chirinos. It'll be Chirinos, Avina, and a Castillo due up in the order for the Carolina Mudcats in this top of the sixth inning. Stivers with a breath, 2-0 on the way, is cut on and missed for strike one. 2-1 your count. Stivers 0-0 with a 0 ERA so far for Kannapolis. He has made two outings for the Ballers. Two innings, one hit, three walks, three strikeouts. Opponents are batting just 167 against the righty at Tristan Stivers. He's doing really well against lefty bats. Two walks, but a 0 batting average for lefties. Righty's batting 250 with a walk and three strikeouts. 2-1 in the way. Pitch is delivered and cut on a miss on his off-speed pitch. Now 2-2 on Jesus Chirinos. 0-1 on the night. And a walk back in the third, a fly out in the first. Ballers on top 8-1, top 6 as Stivers delivers a 2-2. It's a bit low and off the plate. Count will now run full on the Mudcats first baseman. Jesus Chirinos back for another series against the Ballers here at Atrium Health Ballpark. He's been on the roster for the majority of the season as the 3-2 is off the plate. Ball four, leadoff walk to begin the sixth inning. It's Jesus Chirinos reaching base. Tristan Stivers already with a dealer, with a runner on first to deal with. Chase Avina, center fielder, will now dig in. Chase Avina, 0-2 on the night with a strikeout and a flyout. Stivers will set with the glove of the waist, pitch on the way. Breaking ball just a bit low and off the plate. 1-0 is your count. Good eye from Chase Avina. 6-foot, 19-year-old bat from Reno, Nevada. Product of Spanish Springs High School in Nevada. 14th round pick in 2021 by the Brew Crew. 1-0 pitch is upstairs. Now 2-0 on Avina. How about those Milwaukee Brewers new City Connect jerseys? Those powder blue, navy blue and yellow Brew Crew fits. Those are nice. Really big fan of those. Stivers with a 2-0 count. Pitch is on the way. Breaking ball cut and a miss for strike one. 2-1 is your count. A sucker for those that baby blue fits for the teams, the Phillies, the Cardinals, all those full baby blue fits, the old Expos back in the day. Of course, I was never around watching baseball when the Expos were around. As the pitch is swung and missed now, 2-2 is your count. I want to say the Expos moved to D.C. in 2005. I should ask my friend David Knight up here in the press box. He's a big Nationals guy. 2-2 on the way from Stivers. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Jace Avina now 0-3 on the night. He's got two strikeouts. And Tristan Stivers has his strikeout to begin the night. His fourth one of the season. And now Luis Castillo will dig in. One on and one down. So I started watching baseball in 2009. By then, the Nationals had already well moved to D.C., so I never really kept up with the Expos. Pitch on the way to Castillo. Breaking ball inside. 1-0 your count. I guess a 4-year-old could keep up with Major League Baseball. I don't know. I was a 3-year-old, 3-year-old, 4-year-old keeping up with the NHL. I still don't know how I did that. Now we'll talk about baseball. 1-0 on the way from Stivers. Cut on a miss for strike one. It's a fastball inside. 1-1 your count on Luis Castillo. 0-2 on the night. Both times he stepped to the plate, he struck out. Against Jonas Scolaro, whose night is done, and what a night. The former lefty from Florida State delivered for us on this Tuesday night. 1-1 grounder to second base. Diving effort from Sanchez. He's not going to be able to get there. It's into center field for a base hit. Luis Castillo is on base for the first time tonight with a single. Advancing to second is Jesus Chirinos. 2-1, one down for Edbert Perez. Scolaro's final line, we can get that to you now as he went a complete five innings of work. three hits, one run it was earned, three walks, and seven punch-outs. He did not allow a home run and delivered a total of 80 pitches on the night. Jonas Scolaro in line for the win should the Ballers hold on to their 8-1 victory. However, Hedbert Perez and the Carolina Mudcats have other plans in the form of a comeback. Pitch on the way, grounded back up the middle. Sprinkle charges at it, has a foot race to second. He leaps at second, but no throw. He'll just get the bout at second. It's a force out of Luis Castillo, a 6U put out. The second out will be a fielder's choice, allowing Hedbert Perez to reach on the play. Advancing to third will be Jesus Chirinos. Runners on the corners now and two down for a hot Yadier Arenado. Yadier Arenado, 0-for-2 on the night with a ground out and a flyout. Stivers comes, set pitch on the way. Breaking ball just a bit low and off the plate. 1-0 is your count. Arenado from Marque, Venezuela. 5'8", 178-pound Roddy Bat, 18 years of age. He's one of only three 18-year-olds on the entire roster for the Carolina Mudcats. 1-0 is off the plate and away now, 2-0. Compare that with the Kannapolis Cannonballers roster. There is nobody under the age of 20. There's a whole lot of experience on this Ballers roster. The youngest player is 20 years old. It's Benjamin Bailey and Wilbur Sanchez. 2-0 on the way from Stivers. Is low and in the dirt, blocked by the catcher, Clonch. Count will move at 3-0. Compare that as far as age the other way goes. The oldest player on the Mudcats roster is 24. There's two 24-year-olds. Ballers have a couple of 25-year-olds as the 3-0. To Arenado is inside ball four. It's a four-pitch walk issued by Tristan Stivers. And now bases are chuck full of Mudcats for Jose Cibrian. John Eli will come out and chat with Tristan Stivers. He's got a bit of a pickle here. Top six bases are chuck full of Mudcats. Ballers looking to hold on to an 8-1 lead. Looks like Fronder Veras is getting loose out there. 6-foot, 585-pound Roddy getting loose for Kannapolis. Should Stivers run into more trouble here in this half inning? He's already walked a couple of batters. Chirinos and Arenado. Cibrian will dig in. Bases loaded, two down. Mudcats threatening here in the sixth inning. After Scolaro departs, allowing just the one run. Cibrian is 0-for-2 in the night with a flyout and a ground out. Stivers will come set. Pitch on the way. In the dirt, blocked by the catcher, Clonch. 1-0 is your count. Now the sun is completely set here at H-Stream Health Ballpark. It's turned into a complete night game. Getting later in the season, closer to fall. We'll have the fall back on the clocks. 1-0 count on the way from Stivers. Fastball upstairs, now 2-0. It's already so close to football season, too. I know a lot of people around here are excited. Baker Mayfield just named the quarterback for the Carolina Panthers. It's brought a lot of excitement to the area. 2-0 on the way from Stivers. Fastball inside corner for strike one. 2-1 is your count against Jose Cibrian. One of three catchers on the roster for the Mudcats. Two of them from Venezuela. The other one, Alex Hall from Perth, Australia. 2-1 on the way. Hard liner into left. That'll drop and get past Sprinkle for a base knock. Scoring is Chirinos. Behind him scoring will be Hedbert Perez. Throw goes to the plate. And there is a sitting duck out in between first and second. It is the catcher and Cibrian. Throw to third for the lead runner, and they got him. What a weird sequence of baseball. Nonetheless, it is the third out of the inning. Runner does score. It is Chirinos. Hedbert Perez is also a play that scores, it looks like. Arenado over at third, causing trouble. Nonetheless, Ballers get out of it. We'll head to the bottom of the sixth after a quick break on the Ballers Baseball Network. Good guys on top, 8-3 here in Kannapolis. Well, it's the three new guys due up for the Kannapolis Cannonballers here in this bottom of the sixth inning. It's Brooks Baldwin, Troy Clonch, and Tim Elko due up as the Ballers hold on to an 8-3 lead. Currently, new arm on the way for the Carolina Mudcats, delivering the first pitch outside, 1-0 count. It is the 6'3", 205-pound, 22-year-old Ronnie from Watertown, Wisconsin. He spent 2021 with the Gold Arizona Complex League Brewers team. It is Trevor Teets as the 1-0 is cut and missed by Brooks Baldwin. 1-1 is your count. Again, Baldwin, Clonch, and Elko due up. It's Trevor Teets, the third arm used by the Mudcats tonight. 1-1 is fouled off. Another one coming at 1-2. Teets is 0-1 with a 7.47 ERA so far with the Carolina Mudcats on the year. Relatively new arm for the Mudcats, being added actually today from the Arizona Complex League. 1-2 breaking ball away now, 2-2. As for Trevor Teets, Jefferson Community College product from Missouri. 22-year-old Arati. 2-2 count on Baldwin. Here's the pitch. Swung and a miss for strike three. Brooks Baldwin is down on strikes for the first out of the sixth inning. One down now for Troy Clonch. Teets has skipped around three teams in total this year. He actually spent time with both the blue and the gold team in the Arizona Complex League. The Brewers have two Arizona teams. Blue and gold. He did very well with gold. Only two games with the blue team. And he came over here with the Carolina Mudcats. He's 0-1 as the pitch is in there. 0-1 is your count. On Troy Clonch, the catcher. 2-for-3-9 with a single, a double, and a strikeout. As Teets looks in for the signs. Clonch, the batter at the plate, pitching away. He swings on it. It's a number towards the first baseman, Trinos, who backhands, underhand, flip to first in time for the covering Teets. It is a 3-1 putout. Two down now for Tim Elko. Tim Elko will dig in. Nobody on and two down. Bottom six, Ballers lead 8-3. Elko 1-for-3 on the nine with a single back in the third, a strikeout, and a ground out. Former Ole Miss Rebel, 10th round pick by the Chicago White Sox in this year's draft. Pitch on the way from Trevor Teets. This one is lifted high and foul. 0-1 is your count. Teets is making his 17th appearance on the year with the Carolina Mudcats. Get 0-1 with a 7.47 ERA. 15 2/3 innings, 18 strikeouts, 12 walks for Trevor Teets. 0-1 on the way from the righty. This one is lifted high and foul again by Elko. Basically the same spot as last time. Lands over by the roasted corn cart. Count moves 0-2 on Tim Elko. Benjamin Bailey awaiting on deck. Bottom six, good guys on top, 8-3. Here in the series opener at Atrium Health Ballpark. Teets is 0-2. Swing and a miss on a breaking ball for strike three. Just like that, a very quick 1-2-3 inning all above for Trevor Teets. Two strikeouts of Baldwin and Elko. And then Troy Clonch with a ground out. Concludes 2/3 of action here. We're the back third of baseball when we return. Top seven after a short break on the Ballers Baseball Network. The big 6'5" righty, 23 years of age from Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic, Frander Veras is out as the third pitcher used tonight by the Ballers. Pitch is away to Henry Mendez, top of the order. 1-0 is your count. Mendez, Moore, and Eric Brown Jr. do up in the order. Top seven, Mudcats trailing your Kannapolis Cannonballers by a score of 8-3. 1-0 is on the inside corner. 1-1 is your count now on Henry Mendez, the right fielder for the Carolina Mudcats. Veras enters the game 1-2 with a 9 ERA on the year. 19 innings pitched. He's got 19 strikeouts. As they're going to say it's a fair ball. That's going to be the old rare 2U put out of Henry Mendez. The ball landed in fair ground. And the umpire and Corey Gerber called it a fair ball. And now the manager for the Carolina Mudcats and Victor Estevez is going to come out and try to object on the call. It's going to be a 2U put out in the scorebook. Hardly do you ever put that, a 2U or U2. You could put U2, but then you got to think of the band. And yeah, I'd rather just put a 2U. Robert Moore is going to dig in after Estevez talks to Corey Gerber. As now Moore's going to dig in. Mendez is out on a very strange put out. One down now. Moore's going to dig in. 2-for-3 on the day. Shout out to our head groundskeeper, Tim Siegel, for keeping that patch of dirt right there nice and soft and moist right in front of home plate. Pitch on the way from Veras. Showing bunt is Moore. Charging after it is the third baseman, Gonzalez, but pulling it back is Moore. 1-0 is your count. Pitch was upstairs from Frander Veras. He did pitch back a couple of nights ago. 1-0 on the way from the righty is up and away. Now 2-0. Fronder Veras, a very hard throwing righty, has earned a couple of saves for the ballers, but Addison Coffey has moved into the primary closer role. 2-0 from the tall righty, up and in on Robert Moore. Count moves now a 3-0. Fronder actually spending some time on the injured list here in this season. On May 23rd, placed on the injured list, returning on August the 4th. As he did pitch a couple of times with the ballers against the Columbia Fireflies, just the one time back in the 19th. 3-0 on the way from the righty. Fastball up and away, ball four, and that's a four-pitch walk for Robert Moore. He's on base for the third time today with a free pass. Eric Brown Jr., the shortstop, will now dig in. Eric Brown Jr. reached on an error back in the first. Other than that, a couple of strikeouts. After Stivers gets out of the sixth inning, he does allow the two runs, but Mudcats still trail 8-3 to your ballers. Brown Jr. will dig in. Pitch on the way. Just a bit off the plate on a breaking ball. 1-0 is your count. Fronder Veras doing very well against righty bats. Lefty bats are owning him, though. Batting 462 against Fronder. 1-0 on the way. It looks like the infield umpire is going to call a balk on Fronder Veras, allowing Moore to advance to second. Can hear the call from Nobuoki Asuta all the way up here. It is a balk by Fronder. Now Eric Brown Jr. going to have a 1-0 count. Runner on second now after Robert Moore advances on a balk call. Last time out for Fronder wasn't too pretty. August the 19th against Columbia. Two-thirds of an inning, two hits, four runs. One walk, no strikeouts. In the month of August in total, he has a 27 ERA with an 0-1 record. Three innings, nine runs. Hasn't been too pretty. Five walks, three strikeouts. He started off the season pretty well. However, since coming off the injured list, has kind of struggled. 1-0 is off the plate and away to Eric Brown Jr. 2-0 is your count. Eric Brown Jr., former Coastal Carolina Chanticleer. 2-0 count, one down, pitch on the way. Fastball right down Broadway for strike one. 2-1 is your count on Eric Brown Jr. Our TrackMan operator and David Knight saying the pitch was outside. Nonetheless, it is a strike called by Corey Gerber. 2-1 count, pitch on the way. This one is chopped towards the third baseman Gonzalez, but it lands foul. Even count now of 2-2 on Eric Brown Jr. Jesus Chirinos, first baseman awaiting on deck. Top seven, Mudcats and Ballers in the series opener. We'll get you an out-of-town scoreboard look at the bottom of the seventh inning as well. Get you a peek at the rest of the league and all that is going down. 18 games left. After tonight's action, it'll be 17 left. And a couple of playoff spots on the line. 2-2. This one's lifted high and foul over everyone's head here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Do another one at 2-2 on Eric Brown Jr. Batting 222 on the year. He's got three homers already with the Carolina Mudcats. He really hasn't played that long with Carolina. He's been here for just a couple of weeks. 2-2. Again, lifted high and foul, staying alive at the plate. Count stays, put it 2-2. This will be the sixth pitch of the at-bat between Fronder Veras and Eric Brown Jr. Two-two count, one down. Top of the seventh, ballers lead 8-3, Fronder's 2-2. This one is chopped towards the shortstop and Sprinkle. Headed back to second is Moore, but throwing a first is Sprinkle. He gets the out at first. It is Eric Brown Jr. on a 6-3 putout for the second out. Diving back in a second was Robert Moore. It was afraid Jordan Sprinkle was going to make a play over there. Rightfully so. Sprinkle is an athlete at the shortstop position. Two down now for Jesus Chirinos. Chirinos will dig in. He has not recorded a hit yet tonight. He's got two walks and a flyout. Patient approach tonight to the plate for Chirinos. Veras' pitch is in there. 0-1 count, nice breaking ball, 86 miles an hour. Veras usually working with a lot of speed. 0-1 count, here's the pitch on the way. Big swing and a miss on a late fastball, 97 miles an hour. Off the arm of Fronder Veras, there's the velo. Chirinos well behind on the pitch. Now Veras one strike away from sending us to a quick stretch. 0-2 count, two down. Fronder sets, pitching away. Just a bit inside. Count will move now 1-2 on Chirinos. Veras, not a guy that walks a ton. He has walked one batter this inning, Robert Moore. Since returning from the injured list, though, he has struggled with walks. 1-2 count, pitching away. So when his rope towards right field, Logan Glass coming in, he'll make the grab. Four out number three. It's a F9 in the book for Jesus Chirinos, and that is the third out of the top of the seventh inning. Ballers put up a zero spot from the Carolina Mudcats offense. Good work by Fronder Veras. Bottom seven, but first we're stretching here at Atrium Health Ballpark. 8-3 is your score. Ballers lead. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Benjamin Bailey will lead it off bottom of the seventh inning here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Ballers on top 8-3. As now we're got a little bit of a, oh, that's what the delay is. A first base coach is needed. Misael Gonzalez will assume his position back out there as the first base coach. Benjamin Bailey, Jacob Burke, Jason Gonzalez due up. Bailey 1-for-3 on the day. Trevor Teets back out of the bump. Pitch is up and away on Benjamin Bailey. 1-0 is your count. Teets with a very clean first inning of action. Two strikeouts and a ground out against the three new guys, Baldwin, Claunch, and Elko. 1-0 on the way from Teets. Another fastball outside. Quickly now 2-0 on Benjamin Bailey. Single back in the first inning, a fly out and a ground out. Bailey's put balls into play in every at-bat. 2-0 count, Teets' pitch. Breaking ball in there called strike one. Nice pitch from Trevor Teets. Again, from Watertown, Wisconsin, went to Jefferson Community College in Missouri. 2-1 in the way. Another fastball, lower part of the zone, 2-2. Looks like a two-seamer off the arm of Trevor Teets. It's Benjamin Bailey digging in, looking to put another ball in play. 2-2 count. Teets will set with a wide delivery, 2-2. Bailey wanted to offer out it. Check swing. Does he go around? No, says our infield umpire Nobuoki Yasuta. Count is now full on Bailey, the five-hole man left fielder. Jacob Burke awaiting on deck. Full count, nobody out, bottom seven. Pitch on the way from Trevor Teets. Swing and a miss for strike three. Benjamin Bailey down on strikes. Trevor Teets has his third strike out of the night in four batters faced. One down now for Jacob Burke, center fielder. Jacob Burke, a three-run shot back in the first inning. Other than that, he's been pretty quiet with two loud, hard, and high flyouts. It's a lot of adjectives. Loud, hard, and high. Could say it's a rock concert somewhere. I'll digress. Jacob Burke will dig in, and the pitch from Teets is in there on a breaking ball. 0-1 is your count. We'll take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard while we have a second here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Obviously, here in Kannapolis, 8-3, your score. Ballers on top. Tie ball game, bottom eight, Fredericksburg and Down East doing business at 2-2. There's a little duck snorting the 0-1 towards the second baseman, Moore, who makes the clean play and fires to first in time. Four out at number two. It is a 4-3 grounder for Jacob Burke. Two down now for Jason Gonzalez. Bottom eight, a tie game between the Wood Ducks and the Fred Nats. 2-2 your score. Tie game in Myrtle Beach. The Pelicans and the Augusta Green Jackets tied at three, top of the eighth there. Bottom seven, Delmarva trailing Lynchburg 4-2 in that ballgame. Delmarva hosting the Lynchburg Hillcats. Top nine, Columbia trailing Salem 3-2 down at Sager Park. And then Charleston leading 5-2 over the Fayetteville Woodpeckers in the top of the eighth inning. Gonzalez's first pitch from Teets is in there on the outside corner. 0-1 is your count. No finals yet to report in the Carolina League. There is one final in all of low-A baseball tonight so far, as the 0-1 is just a bit off the plate on a breaking ball. 1-1 to Jason Gonzalez. 0-3 in the night. Two strikeouts and a ground out. As the one final already to report, Daytona Tortugas beating the Jupiter Hammerheads down in the Florida State League. 1-1. Gonzalez wanted to offer, but breaking ball is in there now. 1-2. Jason Gonzalez holding a 1-2 count. Teets will deliver the pitch. Swung and a miss for strike three. That is a foul tip strikeout in Trevor Teets. Now, with four strikeouts through two innings pitched, solid work out of the bullpen for the Carolina Mudcats, Roddy. That'll send us now into the eighth inning. New arm on the way. Looks like Liam Jenkins is going to enter the ballgame for the Ballers with six outs remaining in the Carolina Mudcats night. They have a five-run lead due to the Ballers, 8-3 your score. We'll take a break, be back at the top of the eighth and the rest of all tonight's action when we return to the Ballers Baseball Network. New arm of the bump for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. It's the big, tall lefty, former University of Louisville Cardinal, Liam Jenkins, 6'8", 225-pound righty from Mokena, Illinois. Delivers the first pitch to Jay Savina. It is off the plate. 1-0 is your count. Liam Jenkins, the fourth arm used by the Ballers tonight. He'll have to face off against Savina, Castillo, and Edbert Perez. Top eight, Ballers lead 8-3. Pitch on the way. It's a major league pop-up from Jay Savina. This one is absolutely a mile high. Claunch backtracking, but it will land in the seating bowl and bounce all the way up into the suite level where a fan makes a nice moss-level grab up here in the suite level. Nice play. 1-1 count. The Mossum over there did our wonderful fan in one of the suites here. Good work over there, good sir. Congratulations, you've earned the sky-high foul ball from Jay Savina. 1-1 on the way from Liam. A big swing and a miss on a breaking ball. 1-2 is your count. Savina tonight 0-3 with a couple of strikeouts. A flyout back in the third as well. Jenkins, the fourth arm used tonight. 2-0 with a 4.63 ERA. 23rd. 23 1/3 innings pitched. 1-2. Swung and missed at the plate. He struck him out. Jay Savina is down on strikes for the third time tonight. One down now. Mudcats have five outs remaining. And Luis Castillo will dig in. Top of the eighth inning. Ballers and Mudcats doing business again. Jenkins 2-0 on the year. 27 strikeouts, 26 walks, and 23 1/3 innings pitched. 235 opponent batting average on the year. First pitch to Castillo is fouled off. 0-1 count now on the left fielder for the Carolina Mudcats. Jenkins, a downhill arm. It's easy to be downhill when you're 6'8". The height just certainly does play a factor. He's got a pretty long stride. 0-1 on the way. Big swing and a miss on a 95-mile-an-hour fastball. 0-2 your count. Jenkins with a solid outing back on the 19th in Columbia. He did struggle with walks, though. Four walks and five batters faced. Four walks and a hit by pitch. Looking to rebound from that tonight. 0-2. Swing and missed at the plate. He struck him out. So far, so stinking good. Liam Jenkins, two batters faced, two swinging strikeouts. Pretty good ratio there, my friends. Edbert Perez, DH, will dig in. Perez has reached base twice tonight. A walk and a fielder's choice. A flyout back in the fourth as well. Perez will dig in. Top eight. Ballers on top 8-3. Here at Atriemouth Ballpark. Series opener between these two sides. Pitch is just a bit off the plate and away. 1-0 is your count. Carolina Mudcats out of Zebulon, North Carolina. Five County Stadium over in Zebulon in the Milwaukee Brewers organization. 1-0 is lifted high and foul over my head. 1-1 count now on Edbert Perez, a DH. Another good outfielder, young outfielder in the Brewers organization, another top prospect. Him and Hendry Mendez making up that cornerstone for the Mudcats. 1-1, swung and a miss, 1-2. Liam Jenkins has his stuff working tonight as velo is up. 95-96 with consistency. Hadn't really been throwing that hard earlier this year, but he's gotten the velo up. It's working well for him. 1-2 count, two down, top eight. Jenkins will come set, but time called to the plate by Edbert Perez. 1-2 count. Arenamo, third baseman, awaiting on deck. 1-2 pitch from Liam. Swung on, grounded towards first base. Elko makes a nice basket. Grab Hill, fired a first in time for the third out of the inning. It's a 3-U, a ground out for Edbert Perez. Just like that, a 1-2-3 inning for Liam Jenkins. Bottom eight when we turn on the Ballers. Baseball Network, good guys on top, 8-3. Logan Glass, Wilbur Sanchez, Jordan Sprinkle do up bottom eight against Trevor Teets. Backing out for his third inning of action. Teets has been absolutely sensational tonight. Two innings with four strikeouts, and he's already got an 0-1 count on Logan Glass. Big swing and a miss from the tall outfielder Glass. 0-1 count. Pitch on the way from the righty Teets. It is on the inside corner for strike two. Trevor Teets pounding the strike zone tonight. 24 pitches, now 18 strikes. Against this Kannapolis Cannonballers roster, he's sat down his six batters faced. He's got an 0-2 count on Glass. An 0-2 count moves to a swing and a miss for strike three. Trevor Teets has retired all seven batters he's faced. Logan Glass strikes out for the first out of the eighth inning. Wilbur Sanchez will dig in. Trevor Teets has faced off against seven batters and struck out five of them. This kid's electric out of the bullpen. As Wilbur Sanchez will dig in. Nobody on and one down. Teets sets the glove at the waist. Pitch is up and in on Sanchez. 1-0 your count. Bit of a close call over there by Trevor Teets. He's gotten the ERA down to a 6.50 with 2 1/3 innings of really solid work. He's still at just below 30 pitches. 1-0 on the way from the righty. Cutting a miss now, 1-1. So the ballers are in the bottom of the eighth inning here. They need three more outs on the mound. They will take the third win in a row. Two in Columbia, now one in the opener. 1-1 is off the plate and away. Now 2-1. Ballers are hitting their stride at the right time. Running out of time to climb back into the race for the Carolina League South Division. Of course, Charleston needing to drop a couple of games, but still a lot of games left. 2-1 grounded to third base. Making the play is Arenamo. Throw to first is in time for the out. It is a 5-3 ground out for Wilbur Sanchez. And now Trevor Teets has sat down all eight batters he's faced. Jordan Sprinkle is going to dig in. At the moment, the Charleston Riverdogs leading 5-2 in the bottom of the eighth over the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. And then the Columbia Fireflies, who are a couple of games ahead of the Ballers. They currently are trailing 5-2 in the bottom of the ninth inning down at Seger Park. Pitch on the way to Sprinkle is up and in. Now 1-0 your count. Jordan Sprinkle, a shortstop tonight, is 2-for-4. He's got a multi-hit game. His first one as a Kannapolis Cannonballer. 1-0 on the way from Teets. Popped up in foul ground. This one is trailing down the first baseline. After it is Chirinos, but he's going to round out of room. Heads up in section 102. Count will stay put at 1-1 on Jordan Sprinkle. Brooks Baldwin, the DH, awaiting on deck. Bottom of the eighth inning. Ballers with two outs in the bottom of the eighth, but they'll send it to the top of the ninth here very shortly. Hopefully the Ballers maybe get some insurance runs, though. Never know. 1-1 count pitch from Teets. So it's a hard liner into right field. That'll drop and be a base knock. Jordan Sprinkle is now 3-for-5 on the night. He's got a two-out single against Trevor Teets. That's now one on and two down for Brooks Baldwin. So just like that, Trevor Teets allows his first base runner. Took him nine batters to do so. But finally, Baldwin's going to dig back in. We're in this bottom of the eighth inning for his fifth plate appearance of the day. 1-for-4 and a single back in the fourth inning. All three of the new guys, Baldwin, Claunch, and Elko, reaching base in today's game as Baldwin shatters a bat on a blooper into center for a base knock. Sprinkles on his horse, going to head for third. Brooks Baldwin and a broken bat bloop single into center field. And now all of a sudden, runners are on the corners for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Back-to-back base hits for Kannapolis, Sprinkle and Baldwin. And now Troy Claunch, the catcher, will dig in. Brooks Baldwin, a very aggressive batter at the plate, just from seeing him tonight. Baldwin now with a multi-hit game. He's 2-for-5. But oh my, already we've seen it from Brooks Baldwin, swinging early and often in the count. 2022, the Colonial Athletic Association, a player of the year out of the University of North Carolina, Wilmington. His dad played baseball at Clemson, did Brooks Baldwin, as Claunch digs in. First pitch, cut and a miss for strike one. Switch hitting out infielder is Brooks Baldwin, playing DH tonight. He can play just about anywhere, too, infield, outfield. As Claunch will dig in, he is 2-for-4 on the night. Teets now in some trouble, 0-1 on the way. Breaking ball just a bit in there. Called strike two in the lower part of the zone. 0-2 count. Bottom of the eighth inning. 0-2 count on Troy Klotch. A single and a double in the book for Klotch. Single in the first, a double in the fourth, a strikeout in the third, and a ground out in the sixth. He's put balls in play in every at-bat. 0-2 from Teets. Swung and a miss for strike three. Klotch chases after a fastball up in the zone and strikes out for the third out at the bottom of the eighth inning. But ballers need three outs on the mound from Liam Jenkins, who will return for another inning of action. Ballers lead 8-3. They're three outs away from their third consecutive victory. Hey, it's a lot of threes. We like that. We'll send it to a quick break. We'll be right back. Top of the ninth, headed your way on for a quick break of the Ballers Baseball Network. Final three hopes for the Carolina Mudcats are Yadier Arellano, Jose Cibrian, and Henry Mendez in the order. Top nine, Ballers lead 8-3. Liam Jenkins back out of the bump. First pitch, breaking ball is in there, called strike one. 0-1 is your count. Arellano has reached base one side on a walk. He is 0-2. Has grounded on a flyout as well. Liam Jenkins back out for his second inning of action. Looking to shut the door on the Mudcats. 0-1. Beautiful breaking ball inside corner. Strike two. Quickly now an 0-2 count on Yadier Arellano. Arellano with a slightly open stance. Siriano waiting on deck. 0-2 from the tall righty Liam Jenkins. Check swing. Does he go around? No, says our infield umpire in Nobuoki Asuta. 1-2 is your count on Arellano. Close call over there, but we'll keep it at a 1-2 offering on the third baseman for the Carolina Mudcats. Jenkins comes set, glove of the waist. Pitch on the way in the 1-2. This one's grounded deep in the hole. It's short. Sprinkle makes a backhand throw. Oh, my goodness, what a play. It's short by Jordan Sprinkle. The Rainmaker's got a glove and an arm out there. Deep in the hole, it's short. That's borderline Jeter-esque out there at the shortstop position from Jordan Sprinkle. Jose Cibrian's going to dig in with one down. It's going to go down to the book as a simple 6-3 putout. But what a play at short by Jordan Sprinkle. Hype me up, young man. Cibrian will dig in 1-for-3 on the day. Liam Jenkins comes set, pitch on the way. Breaking ball upstairs, slipped out of his hand. 1-0 is your count. Showing flashes of the captain for the New York Yankees out there at short is Derek Jeter. Jordan Sprinkle. What a job out there at the shortstop position for the Ballers. Another one coming his way. 1-0. The third baseman, Gonzalez, makes the play. He'll fire to first in time for the out. It'll be a 5-3 putout. Mudcats down to their final out here in the top of the ninth inning. Top of the order, Henry Mendez due up. There's still some draws that are dropped up here in the press box at that play from Jordan Sprinkle. That borderline might be SportsCenter top 10 material right there. So Liam Jenkins will come set. Mendez digs in. Pitch on the way. This one is fouled back, 0-1 count. 0-1 count, two down on Henry Mendez. He reached on a single back in the fifth inning. Walk in the third as well. A strikeout and a ground out for Henry Mendez. The rare 2-U put out back in the seventh inning. 0-1 from Liam. Fastball inside corner for strike two. And the Mudcats down to their final strike. Here in tonight's series opener at Atrium Health Ballpark. Sure to stay put. We'll have a postgame show for you after a quick little break. 0-2 count, two down, top nine. Ballers one strike away from their third consecutive win. 0-2. This one's fouled over my head. Close call. Henry Mendez almost put a ball in my lap up here. Keeping it 0-2. We'll do it again. Awaiting on deck is Robert Moore, second baseman for the Carolina Mudcats. Mendez 1-for-3. Liam Jenkins looking to slam the door shut. 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball. Ring him up. Got him looking. Called strike three. Three in a row. Ballers win, baby. Ballers win. 8-3 here over the Carolina Mudcats at Atrium Health Ballpark. Liam Jenkins shuts the door, and backed by some solid pitching all around and then some timely offense, including from the new guys. All the new guys reaching base today, some of them with multi-hit games as well. Ballers win 8-3, and that is the third win in a row for the boys in the red, white, and a blue. We'll take a quick break. We'll have a postgame show after a short break on the Ballers Baseball Network. Good guys win. Ballers win, baby. 8-3 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Trevor Wilt, thanks for sending it up here to the broadcast booth. Atrium Health Ballpark. Ballers win, baby. Ballers win. 8-3 your score. 12-5 over the Carolina Mudcats in tonight's series opener. For the Ballers, it is their third victory in a row. They picked up wins in each of the final two games of last week's set in Columbia. Opening the series here with Carolina on a good start. 8-3 your score. Two separate four-run innings and then some solid pitching overall from the Ballers. Jonas Scolaro picks up his first career victory. 1-1 now on the year. Old Green gets the loss for Carolina. He is 2-3 on the season. Couple notable performances for both sides tonight. A whole bunch of fresh faces in the roster for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Three new guys and then a returning guy that is new for us this year. As we take a look at the box score tonight, a couple of really solid performances. How about the first multi-hit game of his career for Jordan Sprinkle? 3-for-5 with two runs scored. Brooks Baldwin, 2-for-5 with a run scored. How about the night for Troy Clonch, 2-for-5 with two RBIs and a run scored. Tim Elko, former Ole Miss first baseman, 1-for-4 on the night. 1-for-4 night for Benjamin Bailey with an RBI and a run scored. Jacob Burke with a 1-for-4 night with a three-run blast in the first inning off of Ole Green with two on in that first inning. Jacob Burke lifts a pitch into the left field berm, and we all of a sudden have a very big 4-0 lead after one inning of baseball. Logan Glass, 1-for-3. He hits his fifth home run on the year in the fourth inning off of Ole Green. Noticing a trend here, Ole Green really struggling on the bump for the Carolina Mudcats out the gate. And then the Ballers continuing in their ways on the mound later, helping preserve the victory. Then Wilbur Sanchez, 1-for-3 with a run scored and a walk. He extends his team lead in the walks category to now 52 on the season. Ballers use four arms tonight in tonight's series opener. Jonah Scolaro, 5 innings, 3 hits, 1 run, 3 walks, and 7 punchouts. He does get the win in tonight's game, his first career professional victory. Stivers, 1 inning, 2 hits, 2 runs, 2 walks, and a strikeout. Fronder Veras, 1 inning, 1 walk, nothing else. And then Liam Jenkins comes in the 8th and 9th inning and shuts down the Carolina Mudcats bats. 2 innings and 3 strikeouts for Liam Jenkins. A much-needed comeback to a solid effort after Jenkins kind of struggled in his last outing against the Columbia Fireflies with a grand total of 5 batters faced, 4 walks, a hit-high pitch. He comes out tonight, 2 shutout innings and 3 strikeouts. On the other side for the Carolina Mudcats, 1-for-4 night with a walk for Henry Mendez. 2-for-3 night, the only hit multi-performance of the night for the Mudcats. It is Robert Moore, 2-for-3 with an RBI, a walk, and a strikeout. 1-for-4 night for Castillo, and then a 1-for-4 night with 2 RBIs for the catcher, Jose Cibrian, for the Mudcats of the Milwaukee Brewers organization. Fernando Olguin gets the loss, 2-and-3 on the year. 4 innings, 10 hits, 8 runs, 7 of those are earned. No walks and 4 strikeouts. Segura, 1 inning, no hits, no runs, 2 walks and a strikeout. And then Trevor Teats comes in. 3 innings, 2 hits, no runs, no walks, and 6 punchouts. Really a solid outing out of the bullpen for Trevor Teats and the Carolina Mudcats. Time of the game tonight, 2 hours and 25 minutes. Over 2,100 Ballers fans back in the Atrium Health Ballpark enjoying $2 Tuesday, and really what turned out to be a beautiful night for baseball, both on and off the field. We'll do it all again tomorrow night in the second of 6 matchups between these two sides. A familiar face gets his first start of 2022. It is Martin Carrasco getting his first start for the Ballers here in 2022. Was with us for the majority of the year last year. Was sent back down to the Complex League. Began the year. Now he's worked his way back up. He will get the start tomorrow against one of the top prospects in the Brewers organization in the righty, Logan Henderson, who will make his first start for the Carolina Mudcats in at 20-22. 7 o'clock first pitch, Bark in the Park tomorrow. Be sure to bring your four-legged furry friends out. This is the next-to-last Bark in the Park of the season, so be sure you be ready to get your four-legged furry friends out here. Grab your tickets tonight or online at kcballers.com and enjoy the game tomorrow night, 7 o'clock first pitch. From everyone up here, Dan Elodi saying thank you as always for hanging out with us here at Atrium Health Ballpark. If you're not here at the ballpark, then you're on the broadcast, MILB.TV, the free audio stream, kcballers.com, and the MILB First Pitch app. We appreciate you tuning in and hanging out with us, and more importantly, having a blast as the Ballers win this one 8-3 at Atrium Health Ballpark. I'll leave you, as I always do up here, speak in love. Love baseball. stay blessed. And until next time, have a blast. Ballers win, baby. Ballers win 8-3 here at Atrium Health Ballpark to open up the series. Still plenty of baseball left. 17 games remain in the 2022 regular season. Just 11 left here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Be sure to come on out and enjoy the series, the rest of the season with us. We'll see you soon. Drive home safe, and hopefully we'll see you tomorrow. Have a great one, everyone.